to welcome everybody to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. It's always wonderful and beautiful here in the Pacific Northwest. Usually we describe it as the Pacific Northwest, but we haven't seen rain in weeks, so it's kind of a foreign thing here in Portland, Oregon, and those of us in the whole Northwest area. This morning we have with us a newbie, if I can call her that. Catherine Metris is, and it's not meters, even though it looks like meters, it's Metris, and she is in, a new one to the ranks of the wellness consultants. So, Catherine, first of all, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Vance.
All right, well, it's a pleasure to have you with us. The last couple of weeks, we've had folks who have been in NECN for, 17, 18 years. And not that we were old and crusty and had to have some new fresh blood at all, but this is kind of the way it fell. So, Catherine, first of all, tell us, I'm curious because as a few people know that received my email, you've got quite a list of accolades behind you, world traveler, actress, educator, kind of done a little of everything. So I'm curious, what was life like for you before NECN? And then we'll segue right on in. Tell us about some of these great adventures you've had in your life.
Okay. Well, let's see. Great adventures in my life. Well, after graduate school, I embarked on a diplomatic career, which was pretty great. I really loved living abroad and interacting with people from different cultures, which is one reason the NECN career appealed to me, because I want to get back to that. Although I did not love representing our government's foreign policy at all times, because I actually really care.
Yeah.
So, at times that was awkward and unsatisfying.
I can understand that because living overseas and traveling as much as my wife and I have, I actually, and this is terrible to admit this, but I actually, said that I was Canadian a couple times.
Yes.
And I'm not that I'm not proud of our country. It's just I was in situations that things going on here were not as well represented over there where I happen to be, and it kind of was a lifesaver. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so completely understood. So how long were you doing the world traveling scene?
I was abroad for 7 years.
Okay. And what,
yes.
Any particular area of the world or all over?
I was in Mauritania, which is in northwest Africa, and then Italy, and then Palestine, West Bank.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The last 2 years were not as a diplomat. That was after I left the diplomatic service. I married a Palestinian, and I did human rights and economic development work on the West Bank.
Okay.
So, I'm no stranger to challenges. People say, well, you certainly have a lot of courage, in terms of approaching people to discuss NECN and so on. And I say, well, yeah. I lived under occupation for 2 years. If you don't have courage, you wouldn't be willing to do that. So.
Yeah, I can understand that, exactly. Okay, so what brought you back to the States then after that fun tenure?
I came back to the States because my ex-husband finally got a visa.
Ah.
And we came to start our life in America.
Okay.
And when I came back, I had another couple of human rights jobs. One was on Iraqi women's rights, and then another one was on Arab-American civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got laid off from my job and kind of had an early midlife crisis and said, something is not totally satisfying me, and I want to have more fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to grab my marriage and my career and start fresh.
We often use in the sheet metal industry is describing discarded stuff. We just scrap it, and we describe marriages as well. Okay.
So that's when I started my acting career.
Okay. That when, now, those two don't really relate, maybe in my understanding, but going from human rights activists and, you know, living overseas to going into the acting industry, is this something you just kind of always wanted to do?
It is. You know, after I was laid off and trying to figure out if I was in the right career, I did some thinking about that beautiful question, what is it that you enjoyed doing when you were growing up? And my answers were acting, singing, and dancing. And I thought, well, I've stopped doing all of that. No wonder I'm not having much fun. So I got back to acting and dancing, and I just felt like I was falling in love with life again. Mm. It was a really wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
And then I decided to pursue it professionally, which had been my dream when I was a girl, to be an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for a year plus. And then I decided that that wasn't really a sustainable plan because it's quite punishing financially to start an acting career.
That's the term starving artist, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I moved to Chicago last summer with the intention of refinancing the condo, which was one of my financial difficulties. The condo was costing me more than I was able to get for it in rent.
And where were you at before that?
In New York.
Okay.
Mhm. So I did that, and my plan was to, you know, pay off all my credit card bills and get myself in strong financial shape in order to go back to acting, because I figured that I can pursue my acting career working part-time if I'm able to, if I don't have the leakages of, you know, paying more for the condo than I can get for it in rent and credit card bills,
mm-hmm.
you know, from past debt. If I can get rid of that, then I can live off of what I can make working part-time. So, hence, I started a tutoring business. I had been tutoring starting when I was living in Palestine, and then when I was pursuing my acting career, I was tutoring for Kaplan, part-time, of course. So, I decided to continue tutoring while I was here and to build that into a business. And now the tutoring has been covering my bills. And then in January, I discovered Nikan.
Okay.
And I wasn't looking for another business. I was looking for a solution to my insomnia. And I got that solution right away because I was lent the sleep system, and my insomnia was instantly gone. I had insomnia every night for 2 months until I got on the sleep system.
So this was not a long-term condition. 2 months, isn't it? I mean, because we've all met people who have dealt with insomnia for years. What do you think brought on the insomnia?
I don't know. One could say perhaps the stress of starting a business. However, I really think that it's probably physiological. And I'm meeting with a Nikan nurse today, actually, and someone told me, I don't remember if it was she or someone else, that insomnia can be caused by low serotonin. Because I was like, what is it about 4 o'clock in the morning? There's something special about 4 o'clock in the morning. Because there are a lot of insomniacs who wake up at 4 o'clock practically on the dot every night, including the lady who introduced me to Nikan. So,
I'm curious, how did you know her?
I didn't know her. I was at a networker, and I was talking to a business coach and yawning. And I said, I'm so sorry that I'm yawning. I've had insomnia for 2 months. And she said, oh, you need to talk to Michelle. Michelle had insomnia for like 6 years before she got on the Nikan sleep system. So she took me over to Michelle, who had introduced her to the products and business. And Michelle and Jory, who is my sponsor, told me their stories and invited me to a wellness preview.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to the wellness preview, I really could relate to what they were talking about because I've been a wellness devotee for some time because I've had a lot of chronic health problems. And you know, wellness practices have been what have gotten me mostly well. So when they talked about ionized air, I was already on board with that. And when they talked about ionized water, I was already on board with that. I didn't think that I could afford it, because when I had heard about the benefits of ionized water before from someone who had similar health problems to me, she had said her unit cost $2,000. So I was pretty excited when I found out how affordable the Nikon one was.
I talked to someone a couple weeks ago. $4,000.
for a
water unit.
Yeah.
Anyways, when you said your insomnia was like just gone overnight, what was the typical track record for you when you said you dealt with insomnia, just automatically, magically woke up every morning at 4 a.m.?
Yes, magically.
Okay.
And the first night I slept through the night and woke up at, you know, a decent hour, I don't know, 7, 8. The second night I went to bed at 11 and woke up at 9. And I was pretty giddy when I woke up. And it was funny because my follow-up call with Michelle and Jory was scheduled for that morning, and I actually had slept through it.
You missed it.
So I called them back, and I was like, I'm so sorry, I was sleeping. And they were really happy for me.
Now, this was, did they give you a rollout at the wellness preview?
They did.
Okay, which is a little tidbit of a caveat of, you know, business tip here that I know that we've done. It's kind of a practice that it's always best to demonstrate the products before, you know, because some people loan products, some people don't. You would not have had the experience had you not been loaned.
Right.
So it's one of those things that's always best, rather than handing somebody a pair of insoles, demonstrate them first before you go down that road. Now, when you, a lot of times people can have residual effects of a rollout. You were on it. And this, I'm guessing this is the Nature Rest sleep system?
The one she lent me?
Yes.
Or
was it the original Kinko?
It was the last one, not the latest one.
Okay.
I think it's Nature Rest.
So you still got, now are you on the Nature Rest today?
I have the latest one.
Okay.
And
how's that working for you?
It's working well. I have had a few nights of insomnia since I got my own.
Okay.
But I definitely, you know, have some nights where I wake up feeling very rested.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still battling with my digestive disorder, and I'm pretty excited because I'm going to be seeing a Nikon nurse about that today.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks she knows what's going on and how to help me with it.
And how long has that been an issue?
Since I was 17, which is 21 years.
Now, celiac disease, or what kind of?
No, I don't have celiac disease. I am gluten sensitive.
Okay.
But I'm sort of just highly sensitive. This nurse thinks that I have parasites because I was on, like, the world's strictest diet for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't eat anything that I was reacting to, and yet I still had stomach aches. Most of the, you know, I still had a mild stomach ache every day. And
sure.
So I was like, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not my fault.
it wasn't my wife's fault when she spent a summer in Russia and ate some bad horse meat off of a food, you know, cart vendor. And the one gentleman told her Russian professor, just get some good vodka. That'll take care of it. She said, you know, I can't do that going to a Christian university. But it didn't cure it anyways. But she spent a few weeks in the hospital. But parasites are not fun, if that's what it is. Catherine, you...
By the way, just one caveat. If anybody's listening to this and has similar issues, parasite testing is incredibly unreliable. So never, never, ever get a parasite test and then think you don't have parasites. This lady's going to work with muscle testing, so...
Which is the way to do it. Simple kinesiology testing, you can reveal tons and tons of information. Same reason.
I even went to a tropical medicine specialist, and he used an invasive procedure and found that I had parasites and gave me very heavy-duty antibiotics to clear them up. However, the sneak in nurse was telling me that you can't use drugs to kill parasites because they only kill the active ones, and then you still have eggs that,
sure,
you know, mature later on.
Sure. Now, Catherine, when you had said earlier that you were not looking for another business, when you're
mm-hmm.
doing, you know, acting, tutoring, catering, one more thing, kind of like needing another hole in your head. What was it that kind of sparked your interest and said, hey, you know, this could be my niche?
Yeah, it was a few things. First of all, it was just a gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like, wow, these products are incredible. You know, the ability to work with multimillionaires to train me in business is incredible. The lack of hassle is incredible because I was already starting another business and dealing with all the hassles of having to figure out everything on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of lonely, too. And I liked the social support of this. And then I went to, and plus the network marketing model made sense to me. I liked the idea of, you know, helping other people get what they want rather than exploiting other people, because I was thinking, you know, in my tutoring business, the only way I'm really going to make good money is if I hire other people and pay them wholesale and sell their services at retail.
Sure.
But I didn't feel very good about that because that's what Kaplan did to me. You know, they paid me $22 an hour, and they charged, you know, like $160 an hour to their clients. And I felt that was pretty, you know, I was definitely on the wrong end of that equation, even though, you know, in some ways it helped me because I did get health insurance through it, which is the main reason I was willing to do it. But, and plus I got, you know, decent experience that I was able to now use, that I'm able to now use to charge a lot more. But, yeah, so the network marketing made sense to me. And then the other thing was I was invited to go to a bigger event. So I just kind of by the seat of my pants, just trusted that feeling. There was definitely a lot of sort of letting go of rational considerations and going with my gut. I went to a Canadian Leadership Summit, Canadian Leadership Summit in Toronto. We piled into a rented van. We had all kinds of dramas surrounding losing the key of the van and all. But we had, you know, five of us piled into a hotel room, which we got for free because one person contributed, you know, some kind of frequent hotel stay
points
that we could stay there for free. And it was a wonderful, wonderful event, and it really gave me the big vision of Nikan that really locked me in, as they say, in terms of being committed to it.
Now, I believe at that event was our president,
yeah,
Doug Braun, there.
Doug Braun was there and a whole slew of Royal Diamonds, and they were such nice people. I had never rubbed elbows with multimillionaires before, and they were all really cool people, and I thought, you know what, something cool is going on with this company. I knew something cool was going on from the beginning because I'd heard about Humans Being More, and I was like, how great is that to work for a company that has its own personal development program?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now,
yeah.
And then what was so you had this experience at the event, which again is another caveat that we can, you know, tuck away. Always best to, as you said, you know, meeting these Royal Diamonds who were just so such wonderful people, never been around that many multimillionaires before. Always best to leverage other people, either through an event or a three-way call. I'm curious, so I would guess at that event you kind of thought, hey, this would be the ideal business. I'm loving this network marketing. Did you ever work with a network marketing company before?
I had briefly, actually, ironically, worked for a company that specialized in parasite cleansing.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't really take the business seriously. I would say I dabbled in it and I lost money.
Mm.
I didn't have the big vision of it, and you know, I probably had other things going on in my life at that time.
Which I would kind of label as a niche market. I mean, it's not like, you know, 80% of your people in the country are dealing with a parasite. Though maybe we are.
Well, I mean, yeah, apparently lots of people have parasites, but it's certainly not a need that people are aware that they have,
sure,
on a regular basis. Yeah.
Can't see someone holding up a sandwich board and say, hey, you have a parasite, you need to talk to me. Not exactly.
What they did was they sent out these really scary postcards of the blown up picture of like this little parasite with jaws. Yeah, it worked for me. I didn't even realize I had parasites at the time, but when I saw that postcard, I was like, oh my God.
You too may be carrying one of these in your stomach. So making that decision to kind of jump in with both feet, you started in, and for those of us who don't realize, Catherine is a member of the Power Launch Bonus Earning Club, if I could call it that, and right out of the chute, you decided to purchase a couple packs yourself and then introduced a couple other people. Tell us about the strategy behind that.
Okay.
Or was it a fluke and you didn't even have a clue what you were doing? That's even better.
My strategy was just to, you know, to work the business, to introduce people to it, enroll people in my network, and sell some products along the way. What ended up happening was in May I sold my first pack, which was incredibly exciting. And actually it was even more exciting because the girl who bought it has ALS. And she was crying in my apartment because she is engaged to be married. And she's younger than I am, by the way. She's like 35 or something.
Wow.
Yeah, and she was crying in my apartment because she's engaged to be married, and she said she just can't get excited about the wedding because, you know, she has a fatal diagnosis.
Yep.
One of her doctors told her 6 months to live.
Yeah.
So,
ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, correct?
Right.
Okay.
So, I met her through networking. You know, I was at a networker where I stood up and said, you know, I have wellness solutions for people who are looking for them, and I have a business opportunity for people who are looking for that. Please come see me if you know anybody I can be helping. And this lady came up to me. She was her friend, and she said, I have a friend who has ALS. And, you know, she's definitely looking for solutions. Do you think that's something you can help her with? And I said, absolutely, because I had heard the story of, what's the man's name? I forget. We have an incredible ALS success story that is on the Discover Nikan CD that I had been listening to over and over again. So I knew well that we could help her. Man who was also, he had spent like $60,000 on experimental treatments at the Mayo Clinic and everything, and he was just getting worse and worse. And he was also a relatively young man, with a very athletic background. And, he was just preparing his will and didn't know what to do when somebody introduced him to Nikan, and then he, had a full remission. In 6 weeks, all of his blood tests were normal. After he got on, you know, the wellness home and the six core nutritionals, as he puts it.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew about that, and I told her, we can definitely help your friend. You know, put me in touch. She put me in touch. Actually, my upline, Stacey Grieve, who I understand spoke with you guys a couple weeks ago, she pretty much handled everything for me because I went on vacation with my family, and she worked through it with Rosie, and that was my first pack that I sold, so that was pretty meaningful. And I really
what happened in that short amount of time with her, with the ALS?
What's happened since she bought it? Do you know, unfortunately, she does not keep in touch with me. I've requested many times to find out what's going on. Stacy told me that she was very excited because when she would get up in the morning, her finger would be straightened, and this is a finger that had been sort of gnarled up, and by the end of the day, when she's been away from her sleep system for, you know, 12 hours or whatever, her finger is kind of kinking up again.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets pretty excited to see that the sleep system is helping her body.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, maybe a month after she'd gotten the sleep the pack. I don't know what's happened since. Mm-hmm. I certainly hope that we have a dramatic success story, but I don't have all the info on that yet.
Sure. Now, if I understand correctly, you introduced two folks that purchased packs, and then
I introduced a bunch of folks.
Don't
think it's that easy, folks. And my mom purchased the second pack.
Uh-huh.
She was definitely not an easy sell. She, you know, didn't really get the stuff, is not as into alternative health as I am. She's kind of straddling between the medical model and the alternative health model, I would say, and not sure which way to turn, and really just doesn't want to be bothered trying to figure it out, unlike me, who really has a passion for it.
Where's home for her? Is she there in Chicago?
She lives in the Chicago suburb.
Okay.
So she ended up buying the pack because she noticed that the insoles were helping her arthritic foot feel better. And she thought that perhaps the various massage products could help my brother, who's suffering from a very, very painful ongoing nerve problem.
Mm-hmm.
It started as a pulled groin muscle, and now he's not sure if it's sciatica or what exactly is going on, but he seems to have a herniated disc, and it's really, really messy. So she got the builder pack, and sent my brother home with a few things, and now his wife gives him regular rollouts, which give him some relief. And that was the second pack. The third and fourth packs I actually bought myself, which please don't spread this around because you're not supposed to get a bonus when you buy them yourself.
Now, there's a strategy behind what you did there, because if I just go out and purchase two packs underneath my ID number, it doesn't do anything.
I was advised by my crafty upline.
Yeah, exactly. This is a state that we've influenced because we, like you said, we had her on the call, and she's a master at this. She knows what she's doing. So how did you strategically kind of build it into the system?
Well, she's like, you know what, if you're going to, because the reason I did this was I was $700 short of going executive from senior. And I thought, you know what, for the amount of money I'm going to make on my run to silver, it totally makes sense to get that extra 5%.
Sure.
So I have to sell that other $700. Well, I made a trip all the way out to Alsip, Illinois, because I was so determined to sell a pack. I have a lawyer friend who lives up there, and it was a long drive, let me tell you. It took me an hour to get there, I think, or maybe even more. And he ended up buying a pair of insoles, so he maybe covered my gas costs, which was disappointing. But when I got home, I was like, there's got to be a way. There's got to be a way that I can get that extra $700 of volume. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to buy a pack myself.
Mm-hmm.
So once I had decided to buy the third pack, then I was like, but if I could just buy one, if there's just one more pack, I'd get double bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up buying the fourth pack as well. I thought I can always resell it later when I'm no longer concerned about volume.
Sure.
And then Stacy advised me to put them under two people who would then go senior as a result.
Yeah.
So I had a person who had signed up but had not purchased enough products to go senior, so I put the first one under him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had another young lady who wanted to do the business but didn't have the money, so I convinced her to sign up. And then I put the second pack under her.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so your first kind of month in the business, so to speak, you got an $800 power launch bonus plus your commission. So what was your total check amount?
I got $1,247 for the month.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't really my first month. I had started the last week of March, and I worked really hard in April. Then I kind of took most of May off, although, you know, at the end of the month, I got motivated. Once that one pack was sold, Stacy was like, now you have to sell another pack in order to get a bonus.
Kind of like the topper bonus that we have, or incentive that we have going on still, even today. It goes till midnight tonight as far as getting qualified for Cancun. It really kicks in when there's two. And that's the beauty of it. And then it kicks in even more when you experience what you did when you get four, because that basically doubles it there again.
Right.
But, you know, what's interesting is you're saying, even with all everything else on your plate, with what you had going on in your life, introducing people to the packs and getting them started, even with someone like your mother, who's extremely hesitant, when we show them the sampling of what's in these packs, people start to think, well, you know, that kind of makes sense. And whether it's the bone health pack or the good, better, or best. Either way, there's options there. And, you know, because I'm looking at a $1,200 check, you know, your first kind of go at it, whereas my first check can be given $17.02. Yours trumps mine, you know, hands down any day. So there's definitely a value in that. And one of the things that what you did illustrates is that Niken has the opportunity built into our marketing plan to right out of the gate get people to duplicate what you're doing, and you will get, you know, rewarded for it. And you definitely did. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So what's the future look like for Catherine?
Well, I'm running for silver, and I'm getting some really good support from my upline. Mike DiMuccio did a presentation at the end of May in Toronto, and he suggested that people look at getting people to gold rather than getting people to silver. And he gave them a 90-day plan for someone to go gold. So he suggested that everyone listening pick one person in their downline to support to get to gold in 90 days, and Stacy picked me, which totally made my day because she put me on the phone with Bo Tanis and Mike DiMuccio, two Royal Diamonds, and they both said they were going to come to help me because Stacy convinced them that I was worth it. So that was pretty amazing. And so far, Stacy has come and helped me with my business launch. And then Bo came this month. And Mike DiMuccio was going to come in August, but I asked him to postpone until September for a couple of reasons. So I've had incredible upline support, and you cannot do it, I think, without upline support, unless you're just, you know, far better at this naturally than I am. It's really the key to your success. I've learned so much from ABCs. I always do ABCs. And plus, my upline has really kept my spirits up on days that they've flagged, and, you know, taught me how to be a good upline as well. And now I have two business builders in my downline, which is pretty exciting, moving into the next phase. A couple of things I wanted to also recommend to people that are helping me. I got some good advice from Bo that he said when he first started the business, the first 3 years, he said, nobody left my physical presence without receiving an info pack. Now, I'm not sure that that's going to be a 100% ironclad rule for me. Like, on a first date, I'm not sure I want to give out an info pack, for example. However, I think the idea is definitely valid that everybody you speak with, and it doesn't have to be salesy. It can be, hey, I've, you know, I've recently found out about some great products that help people that have health problems that they might not know what to do about, and also help people who are looking to make some extra income. Would you mind giving this CD a listen? Do you have a CD player in your car? Would you mind listening to this on your way home and just thinking about who I could be helping? And when you put it like that, people, I've never had anybody say no. Now, I haven't always gotten the information. Like, I've called to follow up, and people haven't been there when they said they were going to be, and so on and so forth. But everybody has said yes. So some of those people are listening to the CD, and some of those people will, you know, refer me to folks or will eventually say, hey, this could be something for me, even though they hadn't thought about it. And as Bo said, you know, if you give out 100 info packs and one person turns out to be a business builder, it's more than worth your time and investment.
Absolutely, because you spent, you know, roughly maybe $100, $150 on CDs, and you'll get all that money
back.
You know, the way you said it at your networking meeting, that I offer wellness solutions and a business opportunity for those looking. That really nails it on the head. That's what we as wellness consultants have to offer people. We have wellness solutions and an incredible business opportunity for those people looking. And when you paraphrase it, or when you state it that way, with that terminology, someone who's not looking, and then spinning it around and saying, well, you know, for people who are looking, they may know somebody who's looking.
Exactly.
That, because how many times have we heard stories of people saying, you know, hey, well, I'm fine. I got, you know, everything, all my ducks are in a row, but the person you need to really talk to is my friend such and such. And boom,
mm-hmm.
they become a connector.
Exactly.
And, you know, how great
yeah.
is that?
And, you know, they say start with your warm market. I did that, but I also go to a lot of networkers, and I enjoy that. I'm pretty extroverted, and besides, I'm looking for a husband, so it's kind of multitasking for me. So I go to a lot of networkers and meet a lot of people, and, you know, I've become even more bold about just going up to people and starting conversations, and people are interested in wellness. Not everybody's going to go for it, but people like to hear about it, and I like talking about the Japanese wellness model, and one thing I talk about is, you know how when Americans decide they want to improve their health, they usually think about, you know, getting a gym membership or improving their diet, and they say yes. Well, do you know what we rank in terms of life expectancy worldwide? We're 24th, and the Japanese are number one. So we may have something we can learn from their model, which is totally different. And they say, don't even think about exercise until your body is well rested, because you're just going to be grinding down an already exhausted and dehydrated body. So the number one and number two things are rest and hydration, and the number three is good air. And then we get to nutrition and finally exercise. So it's really the way that Nikan has built the product line. We have the most emphasis on rest and, you know, repair. And then the next most emphasis is on water, then air, then nutrition. And then finally, we have a couple of sports products. So that's something that gets people thinking for sure, and they like that. And I draw it visually because people are visual. So I draw the pyramid, and I say, if you start with the top of the pyramid, which is exercise, it's kind of like turning the pyramid on its head. And you can't be balanced like that. So you get a lot of people looking like they're thinking it over when you talk about that. And that is something that I present at Kitchen Table Networkers, which is something I also wanted to recommend to people. This is something that if you, especially if you go out to networkers and you meet other small business owners, or even people who are not small business owners, but who are the kind of person who has to go to networkers to build their business, like, let's say, real estate agents or, you know, people who are sales managers for a company who get paid partly on commission or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
All those folks are looking to meet potential customers and clients. So what I do is I invite them to a kitchen table networker, which is I bought an extra chair. So I have my four tables, my four chairs at my dining table, plus the two chairs, you know, my desk chair and the extra chair that I bought. And I invite over five other small business owners or people who want to promote what they have. And we spend 2 hours. It's usually held during the day, but if you have a full-time job, you could do it in the evenings or on weekends. And everybody gets 15 minutes to speak.